Welcome to Holy Trinity Headington Quarry for this service on the Feast of Pentecost. My name is Laura Byron Scott and I'm the vicar here, and I'm joined remotely by our associate priest Rob Gilbert, who is preaching today. We are delighted to broadcast this service in collaboration with Radio Charwell, our local hospital radio station. We hope that all listening in can draw strength, comfort and peace at a time of so much fear and uncertainty. If you're listening at home, you might wish to light a candle as we begin. Try to sit still and peacefully. Remember that through the Holy Spirit, God meets us wherever we are. If you're listening in hospital as a patient, relative, or member of staff, join in as you can, or just let the words and music wash over you and remember that you are safe in God's hands. If you would like to join in the words of the service, you can find an order of service on our website, www.hthq.uk, under online services. There is also a virtual collection plate facility there if you would like to make a donation to support the work of our church. If you have enjoyed listening to our Sunday services over the past weeks, you might also enjoy a new broadcast we have just created called Soul Space. This is a reflective broadcast with interview, music, readings and prayers, creating space for spiritual reflection during the COVID-19 pandemic and beyond. The first broadcast is called Towards the Light, and you can listen to it via our parish website or on Radio Charwell this week at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, 1 p.m. on Friday and 7:30 a.m. on Sunday. We begin this service with our parish prayer for this time of crisis. God of compassion, we offer up in prayer all who are affected by this outbreak. We pray for all healthcare workers and researchers, as well as all who are ill, all who have died, and the family members and friends who care for them. We pray for those whose livelihoods and income are threatened by the outbreak, and for all living in uncertainty. For wise decisions, increased compassion, and the recognition that all who are affected share a common humanity as children of the one God. We offer our prayers in the confidence that your perfect love casts out fear, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our first hymn is Come Down, O Love Divine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Jesus Christ, whom we worship, is our crucified, risen, and ascended Lord, and we have walked with him through his journey of love. We have faced the agony of his suffering and death on a cross. We have rejoiced at his bursting free from the bonds of death. We have enjoyed his risen presence with us and his revelation of himself through the breaking of bread. We have seen his return to the throne before which every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that this Jesus is Lord. And now, with the followers of his own time, we await the coming of the promised Holy Spirit, God's gift to God's people, through whom we make Christ known to the world. As we wait in silence, fill us with your Spirit. As we listen to your word, fill us with your Spirit. As we worship you in majesty, fill us with your Spirit. As we long for your refreshing, fill us with your Spirit. As we long for your renewing, fill us with your Spirit. As we long for your equipping, fill us with your Spirit. As we long for your empowering, fill us with your Spirit. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray that the Spirit will work through our lives to bring Christ to the world. Holy Spirit, sent by the Father, ignite in us your holy fire, strengthen your children with the gift of faith, revive your church with the breath of love, and renew the face of the earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of the Lord. We sing or listen to our next hymn, "Come, Holy Ghost, Our Souls Inspire."
Alleluia, Alleluia. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in them the fire of your love. Alleluia. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The hymn that was sung between our two readings is one that means a great deal to me, as also I imagine to many other deacons and priests, and I guess to bishops too. It is a very simple hymn, a very simple prayer sung to a beautifully simple tune, and we remember it especially because it will have been sung immediately before we were ordained. For hundreds of years, singing of "Come Holy Ghost, our souls inspire" has prepared ordained ministers for their own unique reception of the Holy Spirit, as they are equipped by people with the authority and the knowledge to do so, for a new ministry, a new way of ministering to and for others, with the words, "Send down your Holy Spirit upon your servant." Ordained ministers have a particular kind of ministry, one that we may remember today as we celebrate Pentecost, the birthday of the Church among the apostles, women and men, who received God's Holy Spirit from Jesus himself. But we need to say plainly and honestly that every person who receives God's Holy Spirit, every person who makes their home with Jesus in God, every person who is called to follow him, every believer, however confident or doubtful, has their own particular kind of ministry and displays their own unique gifts of the Holy Spirit. We have all received God's Holy Spirit for ourselves, and for every one of us that Spirit has made us different, reborn people with renewed purpose and with a distinctive calling made on us by God in person. To be someone who believes in what Jesus taught us and who follows the way Jesus showed us is to receive the Holy Spirit of God. We all get inspired. We all take new views of things. We all see people or understand situations in new ways. Fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I pray that we all experience these for ourselves. In our reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we heard that when the Holy Spirit fell on the apostles, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. The Holy Spirit we receive gives us ability, as it enabled the people present on the first Christian Pentecost. Jesus didn't give his apostles, women and men, the Holy Spirit so that they could feel warm inside or excited. He didn't give the Holy Spirit to them just to reassure them. He gave the Holy Spirit to them so that they could do something with the Spirit. What they needed to do with the Spirit was to let themselves be driven as Jesus was by the Spirit into the wilderness, into self-examination and self-understanding, driven to the resolve to live as God is calling them to live. Then to let themselves be sent as Jesus was into the situations in which they needed to be, to bring forgiveness to the situations they possibly can, to let themselves speak the truth. Because the Holy Spirit is, among other things, a Spirit of truth. During the Last Supper, Jesus had promised his disciples this Spirit, and that the Spirit would guide them into all truth. That is one of the ways we do experience the Holy Spirit for ourselves every day, in seeing the truth of the matter, in seeing the facts in a situation, and understanding them for ourselves. This applies to scientists like myself. Seeing the truth in some data is a gift of God's Holy Spirit. This applies to medics. Seeing the right diagnosis or treatment regime for someone is a gift of God's Holy Spirit. This applies to everyone who sees and understands and knows for themselves, who gains knowledge that enables them to act. these days, we can find ourselves in situations, personally or nationally or globally, where someone is clearly telling the truth or stating the truth of something, but others seem unable to accept that. We also find ourselves in situations, personally or nationally or globally, where someone clearly is not telling the truth or stating the truth of something. We need the spirit of truth today. It is clear that the Jews who experienced the coming of the Holy Spirit, who came from all over the known world, were conspicuously open-minded. As we were told, they were willing to be perplexed and amazed and to ask, "What does this mean?" Are we ready to be perplexed and amazed and to ask, "What does this mean?" Sometimes I think people seem to have made their minds up about something even before they hear of it. Receiving God's Holy Spirit involves committing ourselves to only deciding what we think about something, what the truth of a situation seems to us to be, when we have information to work with. But the Spirit's gifts are not just about knowledge. They are about faith and hope for the future too. Peter needed to turn to the prophet Joel to explain to the curious Jews what was going on, that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was enabling prophecy, that the Holy Spirit brought visions and dreams, insight, farsightedness, understanding beyond previous experience, hopes that could not have been imagined, faith stronger than could be expected. That was the apostles' experience. They were enabled by the Holy Spirit to face danger and mistreatment and death. I pray it is our experience too, that the Holy Spirit enables us to face danger and suffering and death with faith stronger than we could have expected. The signs are good. In the face of the coronavirus pandemic, there has been an upsurge in the gifts of the Spirit, as people have cared more deeply for one another, as people have worked more closely together for the good of their neighbours. There has been tremendous community spirit and great kindness, great recognition of the needs of others, friend and stranger. The signs are good, as doctors and nurses and paramedics and physiotherapists and care home staff have looked after the sick and the vulnerable with infinite care. A friend of mine has been serving as a chaplain in one of the London hospitals. One of the patients my friend was ministering to was dying from coronavirus. A young doctor, showing infinite care and tender compassion, held a mobile phone so my friend the chaplain and the family and their loved one far off in hospital could pray together, and so the family could witness her being blessed. That's a sign of the Holy Spirit at work in our world, in that young doctor, both in her medical care of her patients and in her tender compassion for them. Like the apostles, our job is to face danger and suffering and death by living out actively the fruits of the Spirit, the tenderness, the compassion, the care, the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. To make sense of our whole lives by what we do each day with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. For us personally and for us nationally, this is a question of what values do we want to live by? What values in the face of a changed world with enormous economic and social challenges ahead? The values need to be spirit values before anything else and above all else. But what dreams do we need to dream about how things could be different and better than they have been, fairer, more environmentally and interpersonally sensitive? What visions do we need to see of a kinder and more compassionate society and culture? What prophecy do we need to give? What insights have we gained? And what from our unique standpoint can we point to for the good of others? While always trying, like the Jews at Pentecost, to be conspicuously open-minded and willing to be perplexed and amazed and to ask, "What does this mean?" And like the apostles, where do we need to be sent? Where are we being sent? To whose comfort? For what service? With what knowledge? Strengthened and guided by what faith? What do we need to forgive? Where today do we need the Spirit of Truth? And how can we make that Spirit heard? There are going to be no ordinations in this country this summer, and we cannot meet together in church this Pentecost, as we could not meet together when Easter began either. But this just serves to emphasize and underscore the importance of the receiving of God's Holy Spirit by each one of us in our distinctive and unique ways. We are all God's holy people. We are all God's royal priesthood. Everyone who follows Jesus, who has made their home with Jesus in God, dispersed in our homes and in hospital and in our different ways and occupations, we are all called to be ministers of the gospel, who set the needs of others before our own, who are disciplined and holy, who declare God's love and by our actions reveal God's glory. Come, Holy Ghost, our souls inspire. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe and trust in God, the Father Almighty. We believe and trust in Jesus Christ, his Son. We believe and trust in the Holy Spirit. We believe and trust in the three in one. In the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Lord. Spirit of love, you move over the whole earth to bring healing and hope. We pray for the church throughout the world, worshipping today as a dispersed community. For patience as we continue to live with uncertainty about the future. For renewal and fresh vision. Inspire and strengthen all religious leaders, among them Stephen, our bishop, Justin, our archbishop, and Pope Francis. We pray for all those preparing for ordination and all embarking on new ministries at this time. Grant them the spiritual gifts they need to serve you at this time. Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Spirit of wisdom, you bring gifts of truth, knowledge, and understanding. Give wisdom to all in authority, for our Prime Minister and Leader of the Opposition, for all elected to serve in Parliament, and all in local government. Give knowledge and understanding to all who work in education, especially for head teachers and governors, as more children return to school this week. We pray too for all children who continue their education at home, for their parents and teachers, and for all students who are sitting exams at this time. Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Spirit of hope, you give us vision for the future. As the lockdown begins to ease and we adjust to different patterns of life and work, help us all to learn from the experience of the past weeks. Grant us a renewed vision of hope for the future, for greater solidarity, for deeper recognition of the work of caregivers and all key workers, for lasting change in our patterns of travel and consumption, for the sake of the earth, our common home. Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Spirit of healing, you bring reconciliation and wholeness where there is division, sickness, and sorrow. For a spirit of reconciliation wherever there is conflict, between nations and within nations, in our homes, families, and friendships. For healing and wholeness to all who suffer at this time, in mind, body, or spirit. We continue to pray for all who suffer from coronavirus, for those in critical care, and for those whose recovery is slow and difficult. We pray too for all suffering from other life-limiting and life-threatening conditions, and for the medical professionals who treat and care for them. Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Spirit of life, you turn the darkness of death into the dawn of new life. We remember all we love and see no more, those who have died recently, and those whose anniversaries of death fall at this time. We remember their lives with deep gratitude. Comfort all who mourn, especially those who have been unable to attend funeral services for loved ones. We pray for all who minister to the dying and bereaved, for chaplains and staff in hospitals, care homes, and hospices, for all who lead funeral services, and for all funeral directors. Equip them with the spiritual gifts they need to care for the dying with dignity and compassion. Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Rejoicing in our communion with Mary, the Mother of our Lord, with all the saints, past and present, we commend ourselves and the whole creation to your unfailing love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. God has made us one in Christ. He has set his seal upon us, and as a pledge of what is to come, has given the Spirit to dwell in our hearts. Alleluia. The peace of the risen Christ be always with you. Our next hymn is O Thou Who Camest From Above. Blessed be God, who feeds the hungry, who raises the poor, who fills our praise. Blessed be God forever. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, it is our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Lord. This day, we give you thanks because, in fulfillment of your promise, you pour out your Spirit upon us, filling us with your gifts, leading us into all truth, and uniting peoples of many tongues in the confession of one faith. Your Spirit gives us grace to call you Father, to proclaim your gospel to all nations, and to serve you as a royal priesthood. Therefore, we join our voices with angels and archangels, and with all those in whom the Spirit dwells, to proclaim the glory of your name, forever praising you, and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again he praised you, gave it to them, and said, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross, bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation. We proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people, gather us in your loving arms, and bring us with all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Our communion hymn is Breathe on Me, Breath of God. Faithful God, who fulfilled the promises of Easter by sending us your Holy Spirit and opening to every race and nation the way of life eternal, open our lips by your Spirit, that every tongue may tell of your glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Fill us, good Lord, with your Spirit of love, and as you have fed us with the one bread of heaven, so make us one in heart and mind, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Our final hymn is I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say. May Christ's holy, healing, enabling Spirit be with you and guide you on your way at every change and turn. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Service. Radio Charwell.